Noel Debien joins us in the studio. Where are we off to now?
We're off to Burma. It's an update on Burma, basically, because Care Australia has a lot of Burmese staff.
We're starting to actually see some pictures from the devastation now, yep. And it really looks appalling, the sort of wreckage in some of those areas down in the Delta.
Well, that's right. And Christina Northey, who is the Emergency Relief Coordinator for Care Australia, has just gotten off the plane, basically, from being down in the Delta to see that sort of destruction which is there. And she's been there personally working with the Burmese stuff. And in fact, Christina, maybe you could begin by telling us what you actually saw.
There's obviously still quite a lot of destruction down in the Delta areas. It's not that far from Yangon, the capital of Myanmar. It's probably around 140 kilometres. And as you drive down south from Yangon, heading into the Delta, you start to get a sense of really the destruction that has taken place. You know, trees have been sort of levelled, houses destroyed. One image that really stuck in my mind was travelling up one of the estuaries, one of the rivers, were just these huge fishing boats that looked like they'd just been plucked out of the water and plonked onto the banks. And that was obviously, you know, the storm surge had just pushed these boats onto the banks of the river. It looked almost like a little child had picked up boats and just sort of tossed them aside.
From the most recent reports, the United Nations is saying their estimate is roughly 2.4 million people are in need of humanitarian aid in Burma. From your observation, how directly is that aid getting through?
I would say that the aid is getting through. You know, I think the access issue really didn't cease to be an issue after the first couple of weeks, and aid workers such as myself were able to gain entry into the Delta and distribute aid. But I think more importantly to note that from day one, our national staff from CARE and from other agencies were down in the Delta regions working on distributing aid, setting up water and sanitation systems.
By national staff, you mean the Burmese on the ground already?
Absolutely, that's correct. CARE in Myanmar has close to 550 staff working on ongoing programs. We immediately diverted large numbers of those staff to assist in the relief efforts.
So the issue, it seems then, is it's actually about foreign aid workers entering the country. Aid can get in. Am I understanding that correctly?
That's correct. Aid is getting in, and foreign aid workers are able to enter the country now as well. So I really think it is important to recognise the efforts of our national staff and of the communities themselves.
Just a trawl of the internet today, even as soon as an hour ago, it says that foreign aid workers trying to deliver emergency stuff, particularly communications systems from Telecom Sans Frontières and Reporters Without Borders, people like that have found they can't get through. They've actually given up and left. Is it the type of aid that you give and the way you do it that makes the difference with the government?
I think it's important to recognise that there are agencies such as CARE who have been working in Myanmar. CARE has been in Myanmar for 14 years. So obviously we have a body of work that's recognised by the government.
Known and trusted, effectively.
Well, that's correct. You know, we've been working with communities in different parts of Myanmar over the past 14 years. And so, you know, I think it is important to recognise that we have large numbers of national staff who are basically the face of CARE on the ground.
An organisation like CARE, how quickly can you increase your staff numbers to meet what's needed inside the country when we're talking roughly in the area of 2.4 million in need of help?
Well, obviously, it's a huge challenge, and I think it's probably human resources and being able to scale up very quickly is one area of emergencies that sort of gets a bit neglected. We get very focused on setting up supply chains to move life-saving goods and supplies down, but we sort of forget about the other areas. What CARE did was we immediately brought in some additional HR specialists who have been very focused over the past couple of weeks in really reallocating, reassigning staff, but also recruiting large numbers of new staff for care to join in the relief effort.
I suppose there's still people who scratch their heads. I mean, it's great to hear that care is able to get stuff through, that the work of the organisation is effective. But say you read that Aung Kwae San, he was the editor of a Myanmar newspaper, he's been arrested and his magazine closed down after he went into the Irrawaddy Delta. He claims to help bury people who were killed in the storms. You hear that sort of thing, yet then you hear that Christina Northey, who's an Australian from care, has just been there and seen it. Why do you think you could go in so easily?
I'm not really sure that I can answer that question. I don't know what the answer is to that question. I know that we've been very focused on having our national staff be representing us down in the Delta, and I think it's really important to note the fact that someone is a foreign aid worker doesn't necessarily mean that the emergency response is going to be more effective. In most cases, we know from previous emergency experience that it is our national staff, our people who know those communities, who speak the language, and who have an understanding of the context are actually, in fact, going to be the most effective responders in an emergency situation.
The people who actually know the place, the language, how to get things, how to move about.
Absolutely.
So is it, in your view, any longer an emergency situation in Myanmar?
We know that from previous experiences in emergencies, such as the Pakistan earthquake and, of course, the tsunami, that it is going to take a long time for communities to rebuild their lives and to be able to move forward from this disaster. I think, you know, we're still very much focused on providing immediate relief, but at the same time, now is actually the cultivation season, particularly for rice in Myanmar. And as you're probably aware, Noel, it's that part of the country is really the rice-growing region.
And they call this the hungry season we're going into, I believe.
That is correct, you know, and I think people did lose quite a lot of rice stock. What was another image that sort of stayed with me when I was down in the Delta was people who had managed to salvage some of their rice stock. It was drying outside in the sun. So it is very important that alongside the emergency food and the emergency non-food items, that we're also providing the means for people to restart their livelihoods, which is what CARE is doing. We're distributing rice seeds and we're assisting communities with hand ploughs to cultivate the land.
So how directly does Australian donations to CARE, how directly do those donations get into Burma? Is that a sort of a pretty straightforward equation?
It's a very straightforward equation, and I know from past experience that the Australian people have been very generous to our colleagues and our neighbours in the region, and this emergency has been no different, and certainly the aid is getting through. If I can reassure people that it is going, it is definitely getting through.
And of course, this would be precisely the sort of thing that Malcolm Fraser and all those other leaders, Australian leaders at the time, who got CARE going would intend, I think, of your agency.
Absolutely.
Christina Northey, Emergency Coordinator for CARE Australia, just returned from Myanmar. Thanks for talking to Sunday Nights.
Thanks very much, Noel.